This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to greatlakesdragway.com.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you for the last half hour of the show, taking you up to 6 o'clock out here at Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee, 13th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakery's fan charity golf outing, helping out Give Kids the World Village. We had Pam on earlier, the president and CEO. Check out their website. And they do all of this for kids that are seriously ill. And puts a smile on their parents' face, put a smile on their face, gets them to Disney World, Universal Studios, Busch Gardens, you name it. GiveKidsTheWorld.org is the website. All right, Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane. Tim Allen has been nice enough to hang out with us here after his on-deck show to go through these lanes with us. All right, so first off, we'll start with the right lane today. What kind of chance do you give the Brewers to win the division, Tim Allen? I said earlier, little to none, because the Cubs are absolutely pathetic and have quit based on 5 errors last night and how bad they are. And you need them to beat the Cardinals. So I have little to no hope that's going to happen.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe the odds are increasing as we speak with the Diamondbacks putting up a 7 spot.
That helps. Well, again, 19-inning game last night gets done at 3:30 Central time this morning. That helps. And then you have to play an afternoon game in Arizona to follow that up. That helps.
Yes, yeah, and with the Cardinals off tomorrow, you can grab that half game. So, again, you don't want to put too many into this, if you win 2 of these. So it's got to start with tonight. You got to win the ball game tonight. Get in. Punch your ticket to the playoffs. Get in. Okay, then go at it tomorrow with the Cardinals off and pick up that additional half game. And so then you can potentially go into the the weekend series against the Colorado Rockies, trailing by just a run. So, I mean, if you'd asked me an hour ago, I would have said, it's going to be tough, probably not. Now, what a difference one game makes, and it really does make a difference. So hopefully the Diamondbacks can hold on to that lead.
Okay, that was the right lane. The left lane, when people say 4th and 26, what's your reaction all these years later, Tim Allen? 4th and 26. Do you remember where you were? I'm guessing... I'm just throwing it out there. I'm guessing you're at your family's house at a Packer party would be my guess of where you were. No, you weren't.
No.
Okay,
no.
So you do remember where you were.
My favorite place in the world. I can tell
Vegas.
You exactly where I was. I was sitting right straight at a video poker bar, downtown Vegas. I don't exactly remember the exact casino, but I'm going to guess like a Four Queens, something down there. TV straight across from us and just sitting there watching the game. Girl and I, and just having fun. What do I think of? Strange things happen in sports. That's what it comes down to. Crazy things happen. And once we think that we all got it figured out, we're all leaning one way collectively. That's a slam dunk. These guys, it's just no problem. They're going to do it. And that's when the sports life throws you a curveball. And that's the first thing I think of with that. And that's why when you have so much conviction on one sports topic, it sometimes can get you in trouble a little bit. And I've always wondered over the years, Stevie, you and I worked together a million years.
Yep.
I've always wondered why some of the writers we've had on over the years, all of those guys, broadcasters, when you try and pin them down to something, they get a little squirrely, right?
Sure.
And it's cool. They're nice about it, but they just answer it in a way that puts them squarely on top the fence.
Sure.
That's what it tells me when I hear 4th and 26. One of the real nightmares in Packers history.
The only reason I even brought it up today was because yesterday, having lunch, NFL Network, the Good Morning Football show. And there is FedEx Freddy reenacting 4th and 26 on the city streets of where they broadcast that show.
Yikes.
And I about lost my appetite when we were at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill yesterday having lunch, me and the bosses. I could not believe this. I'm like, okay, they think it's funny. Sure, you're an Eagles fan. Boy, that was fun. I remember that. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, and as a Packer fan, I want to punch the TV screen in front of me right now.
There was other issues in that game, though.
Well, Favre threw a pick at the end of that game.
No, but I think right before halftime, didn't they have a chance to kind of punch it in or at least take points? There was some sort of issue right at the goal line right before half.
Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. All right, so that is the left lane. The return lane, the main reason why I wanted Tim Allen to hang around was the other night on the Fox Sports Wisconsin broadcast, they brought up Broughton had hit a double, I think it was, and they had said he was closing in on Paul Molitor's career doubles list or whatever the case was. And I just threw out on Twitter, harmless, wasn't trying to start any crap with anybody. I just threw it out. I said, hey, you know, with considering Braun and Jason Molitor for this doubles thing, who you got, Braun or Molitor? Thought it was innocent, right? No, people got personal with each other, and it was on between different people on Twitter. So then I was like, well, I'm hosting the big show out of the toy or out at the golf outing. I said, I'm going to bring it on the air and see what happened. So I brought it on the air. I set up, for those that didn't know who Paul Molitor was or weren't old enough, set up his career. Set up Ryan Braun, as everybody knows, and away we went. We had Shelly in Green Bay said Braun, and I think one other caller said Braun, and everybody else said they'd rather have Paul Molitor than Ryan Braun because of longevity, how good he was all the way to the end of his career, and so forth. Even though I brought up that Braun hasn't had the benefit of being a DH and Molitor did, that didn't seem to change many people's minds. Your take, Molitor or Braun?
My first reaction was Paul Molitor, and then I had to question, well, is it because I was a kid or a lot younger and back then, and I looked up to him and he was my idol and you get autographs, but then you start looking at what he meant and what he did. I'm going to still say Molitor, and I'm going to say Molitor because of longevity, yes, but it's also because a lot of numbers were missing because he was screwing around at spring training and getting his finger cut and getting hurt on the baseball diamond doing some nonsense, right. So all those numbers are all missing because it was tough to keep him on the field for, you know, 100. And at that time, you were expected to play 155 games a year. And he didn't get that a lot. So the longevity definitely helped. But I think just the table setter and the way he played, I think you get more Braun's these days in baseball than the table setters.
Like Molitor, because back then, you know, you had Ricky Henderson. He was the greatest leadoff hitter of all time at that point. So Molitor doesn't get brought up as much, but he had the leadoff home runs. He did everything. You needed a stolen base in a big situation, he'd go get second. He'd go get third. Right.
It was his on base. He could hit for power, hit for gaps. He was a smart baseball player. He really was. And so I would say that because you had more Brian Braun-style hitters over the years.
So you're saying Paul Molitor.
Yeah.
My follow-up question, as we did this half hour or so before David Bakhtiari in the 4 o'clock hour, was this. Tim Allen, World Series, Game 7, guy on third, ninth inning, two outs. Who do you want at bat for that big base hit with two outs and run around third, Game 7 of the World Series, Braun or Molitor?
Oh, definitely Molitor.
And that's funny because I said that, more people went back to Braun for that answer.
I get it.
Because everybody remembers him being clutch now. Not as many people remember the big hits by Molitor.
They don't. They don't remember the big hits by Molitor. And some of his biggest, if not the biggest hits in his career, came while he was wearing a Blue Jays uniform. That's unfortunate. But nonetheless, they were there if you're comparing the two.
Right.
We forget about Ryan Braun coming up, how clutch he has been. And we have yet to see the rest of the story here. It could be tonight. Could be over the weekend.
Sure.
Could be Tuesday in D.C. It could be Tuesday at Miller Park. It could be the following late next week.
And he'll tell you how clutch
LA.
He is.
And he
has.
Yes, he has. There's no doubt. That took me aback, too. I'm still the man and, all that. But Molitor's bat speed, I think, was just amazing. You had to watch. It's sort of a older guy, Molitor, millennial, Braun, and now whatever they're calling the new crop
Z.
of human beings.
I think it's Z.
Yeah. And they might be saying Keston here or Trent Grisham.
Oh, Castanier is going to be a bad boy now.
Castanier
is. Castanier is going to be a bad,
bad boy.
This is
a great question, though. It's a great debate.
He's going to be a bad, bad boy. All right, so those are your three lays. Pick which one you want to talk about. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. And, of course, Tim Allen, Baby Tausch. Tonight, Bayview Shade and Blinds post-game show. One more thing. Thoughts on Ned Yost? Calling it a career, retiring. Last day is going to be on Sunday, managing a Major League Baseball game for the Kansas City Royals, and just a bad season for the
Yost
Royals.
Yost is toast. No, I'm kidding.
Baby Tausch, you know what? Cannot believe. Listen to me. We had this conversation. He didn't understand. He didn't understand that back in the day when you and I would do post-game show and we would toast to Yost or toast Yost, that when we were toasting to Yost, we were really toasting to Yost. Yeah.
We were doing a shot in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we were.
Especially when we were on remotes.
Yeah, that
when
was.
We were just... on remote at, where was it, Fiesta Garibaldi?
So you guys both used to be cool.
Yeah, we both used to be cool, yeah. And now we got old.
We both used to be cool. Okay.
Probably not.
Could I get a chocolate milk? No.
Find your own ride.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Ned Yost, let me just say this. I got to admit that I never thought he would get to where he got to.
And agreed.
I just didn't. And now we have to give respect where respect has been earned, and it's due with Ned Yost. He retires as the winningest manager in Kansas City Royals history and the second winning manager in Milwaukee Brewers history. Now, Think about that.
First of all, then we're talking about two organizations that have sucked for way too long.
But still.
Well, hold on. I'll put it in context too, right? So let's talk about the Brewers history. This is going to be the first time since, what, 80-81 that they've had back-to-back playoffs,
yes.
Right? That's a pathetic organization. The Kansas City Royals had Whitey Herzog. Outside of that, nada. A bunch of nothing in that organization for the amount of time that they've been. So putting it in context, yes, it's impressive. What's more impressive is when you talk to a Josh Vernier, who's now at 6'10 in Kansas City, who used to be a host on the Wendy's Big Show. And when they're making that run in Kansas City, and he comes on and he says, Spark, that's a totally different dude. Like, he's just a different dude than he was when he was here. Mm-hmm. And he says he learned a lot by what happened in Milwaukee, and that's the difference. And you fast forward to Craig Counsell, his team's finished. Ned Yost's team's choked. Year in and year out.
Struggled or stumbled down the stretch.
Choked.
Maybe a way to put it.
Choked. They were horrible.
Choked.
They would. I'm telling you, if they would have had a different manager, they may have got a World Series.
Well, 7 and 8, Ned Yost would have been a playoff manager then, right? 2007, 2008. He'd have made it both if his teams didn't sort of trail off at the end.
Choke. That's what I said.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
you say trail, I say choke. He's the franchise, Tim Allen. Catch him tonight, hopefully, after the Brewers clinch that playoff berth. And if the Cardinals lose, they're right still in the thick of it for the division race if the Cubs just don't suck all weekend.
Keep the faith. We're scoreboard watching.
We'll see what happens. Harry's Razors. Fine, folks. That's what you need to know. Harry's Razors. You get a beautiful, clean shave when you use those extra sharp blades from Harry's Razors like I do. You just can't beat it. All summer long, you get to feel that nice, cool breeze on your chin, right? Because you got that nice, crisp shave. I enjoyed it all summer, and now we're getting into the fall. Listen, refresh your face, refresh your wallet. Do Harry's Razors. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3. Plus free shipping. All you have to do is use the word Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at harrys.com. Harry's believes you shouldn't trade great quality for a low price, that you deserve both. Harry's makes quality blades, quality durable blades, at a fair price. Just $2 per replacement cartridge. That's half the price of the leading competitor. And they own their own factory in Germany that's been making some of the best blades in the world for nearly a century. Harry's cares about giving back, too. 1% of all sales are donated to charitable organizations. So, as we're into fall now, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3. Plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at harrys.com. And when you run out, remember Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. If you prefer to shop in the store, no problem. Harry's razors are also available at Target and Walmart.
Green Bay Packers News Flash. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
This update brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie. Visit paysbig.com. The Packers face the Eagles on Thursday Night Football, kickoff at 7:20. Even though it's only week four, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says there'll be no practices this week, only walkthroughs.
The priority is making sure our players are well-rested and making sure that they have a plan that allows them to go out there and play fast and not think a lot.
Questions have been raised if this Packers offense has enough playmakers for Aaron Rodgers. Second-year wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling says, check out the win-loss record.
3-0, that's the biggest thing, 3-0. I mean, obviously left some plays out there, for myself at least, but just not get down in third and longs. It's hard to convert third and 10 pluses. Get away from the negative plays and the penalties. I think we'll be in a lot more manageable third downs, and that'll help our offense stay on the field longer.
And defensive back Tremont Williams was asked, what's it like to prepare for an NFL game in only 3 days?
Same thing that you do when your teacher comes to you and tell you you got a test on Wednesday when you was thinking it was on Friday, you cram. You cram, that's what you do. You really focus on really getting your body back more than anything. Obviously, the mental work, you know, we have to take care. We have to work a little bit overtime with that. But have to make sure that your body is back. And hopefully, you know, Thursday night with a fresher team.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on 105.7 FM. The Fan. Check us out at AM 1250. Check us out on the radio.com app as well. You can literally listen to us anywhere you are. There's no excuse to say, I can't hear the Wendy's Big Show. No excuse whatsoever. I can't hear the Bayview Shade of Blinds postgame show with Tim Allen and Baby Tosh celebrating the Brewers clinching a playoff berth. I can't do that either. That's not true. You can. I just gave you three ways to do it. And you're going to want to listen tonight because Ryan Braun has hit a grand slam in the game so far. Eric Thames has hit a solo homer in the game. And the Brewers are up 5-0. I was told by Anthony Mandela, don't jinx it. I won't jinx it, but I'm just telling you, they're up 5-0. And Tim Allen and Baby Tosh will have the postgame show tonight. That's all I'm going to say. So I won't jinx it. I don't want to get in trouble. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Again, our thanks to Roy Henning, Great Lakes Dragway, for being a great sponsor of the outing today. Truly do appreciate that, as well as Paul Roberts, Roberts Specialty Meats, Perkins, Pat and the crew over there did a great job like they do each and every year. Saz's, Steve and the crew, doing a great job with dinner tonight for Saz's. And, of course, Pamela Landworth, the president and CEO of Give Kids the World Village, for letting us be involved and helping them out. To check out their great website, givekidstheworld.org. She was on the show earlier today talking about all the great stuff that they do down there in Central Florida. We had people tweeting in after they heard her on the air thanking them on Twitter because it affected their family 5 or 6 years ago and made a big impact on their child who was really sick. So just all really, really good stuff. And glad and very happy to be associated with the radio station, that charity, with all the great sponsors we've had out here all day today. So, as we only have a couple of minutes left here, the Milwaukee Brewers are in a situation now where they're going to get to play tomorrow, and the St. Louis Cardinals are going to have a day off. So they're going to be able to get back another half of game. So if the Cardinals lose today, and the Brewers win, correct me if I'm wrong, Anthony Mandela, but that means the Milwaukee Brewers would be 1.5 games behind the St. Louis Cardinals. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that math checks out with me. And then when you sweep the series tomorrow in Cincinnati, you're a game out going into the weekend.
Correct. And then you gain a half a game tomorrow if you beat the Cincinnati Reds tomorrow, and you just jinxed them. So way to go, Hotshot. So then that's another half a game, and now you are a game out with three to play. Cubs and Cardinals, you and the Rockies, and then anything can happen. Again, I still struggle with the Cubs being horrible, and I could foresee the Cardinals sweeping the Cubs and never giving a Brewers a chance to catch up. The other problem is, if memory serves correct, is this deal with the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers. This is a huge difference if you win the division versus if you win the wild card. Because if you win the wild card, then at the start of next week, you have to play the Washington Nationals, okay? And I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's there or if it's here in Milwaukee. Doesn't matter. The Brewers won the season series with the Nationals. So if they tie, it's going to be here. But I don't like one-game setups, one-game situations, do or die. I hate them. I hate them in all sports, and I hate the wild card. So I don't like that setup. I don't like having to go to the divisional round, having to go play the Dodgers. I hate that too. What I do like is if you win the division, then you get a full series against the Atlanta Braves. They would have home field. Fine. I like that setup. And I like then having the opportunity to take on the Dodgers or the Nationals or Cardinals after they battle their brains out for their series and then getting to go to one of those spots for the NLCS. I think that is the best scenario possible for the Milwaukee Brewers. But again, you are definitely going to need the Chicago Cubs' help this weekend in order to get that done. And that concerns me greatly, for sure.
6-0 now.
6-0. The Brewers just scored again. They batted around. Oh my God, Cincinnati Reds. Maybe Sonny Gray was the last hope for the Reds for this regular season. Maybe they're officially done now. The Cincinnati Reds. Anthony Mandel, thank you so much for your help today. Thanks to David Bakhtiari, who was on earlier in the show today. Check out Fan on Demand, brought to you by John Paul Buick GMC at 1057FMTheFan.com to listen back to David Bakhtiari. Thanks for everybody for listening. Enjoy the rest of your night. Bye bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.